This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I meet with you at this time each weekday morning so that we start our day right by taking time with God. No relationship grows unless you spend time together, and it's no different with your relationship with God. God wants you to get to know Him. What a great thought. And He has given you His Word, the Bible, to help you understand Him and know Him. He's put His Holy Spirit in your heart to take His Word and make it living and active in your life so that you sense God's message to you personally through it. So open your Bible every day and spend some time with God. What a great foundation we have for our relationship with God. We're looking at that foundation this week, the foundation of your faith. We looked yesterday at this great theme of the finished work of Christ. You know, sometimes we can feel so bad about sin in our lives that we think our sin negates our salvation. But we just need to remember that our salvation never had anything to do with our own righteousness, our own goodness, anyway. Our relationship with God is based on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ's righteousness, which has been given to us. According to Scripture, once I become part of God's family, I am in Christ. I want to read a few verses from Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6. Paul says, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone might dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." God made you His friend when you didn't deserve it. According to this passage, you were helpless, you were the enemy of God, you were a sinner, but God reached out to you. He made you His friend and you didn't deserve it. And now He's living in you to transform your life. Think about it. Did the sinfulness of your life keep God from reaching out to you in love and offering you His grace and forgiveness? No. So think about this. If God loved you enough to show you His grace when you were His enemy, why wouldn't He hold you in His grace when you sin, now that you're His child? Of course He would. If you have sinned, rest assured that God knew that sin was in your future even when He first chose to offer you salvation. And God has not only forgiven you, but He's given you Himself. He wants to live through you the kind of life that you just cannot live on your own. What about today? Will you allow God to live through you today? If you've sinned against Him, don't avoid Him. Go straight to Him in prayer and confess your sin. Receive His freely given relational forgiveness and move on in your walk with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.